Welcome to Business Beat. Here each week, KBIA takes a look at the business and economic issues facing Mid-Missouri. I'm Christopher Husted. The U.S. House passed the Farm Bill Wednesday, moving the bill on to the Senate. This after House and Senate negotiators earlier this week agreed on compromise legislation combining each chamber's drafts. As Harvest Public Media's Peter Gray reports, this 2014 Farm Bill has been a long time coming.
At least one Farm Bill watcher from the Midwest is pleased that Congress has finally reached an agreement on the Farm Bill after years of debate. Jonathan Kappas, who teaches law and policy at the University of Illinois, says negotiations dragged due to the size, roughly $1 trillion, and complexity of the bill. But he says it also got hung up by the budget reduction discussions that have been dominating in D.C.
And I think you compound all that with what has become a very partisan environment in Congress. Just kind of all those forces really added weight to this bill and to trying to get it across the finish line.
One of the biggest changes in the new farm bill is the elimination of direct payments to farmers. Instead, risk management will shift more to crop insurance. The bill also trims some farm programs and the federal food stamp program. These cuts are estimated to save $23 billion over the next 10 years compared with current spending levels. Peter Gray, Harvest Public Media.
This week, NPR is airing a piece about Jordanian businesswoman Penelope Shiha, who has launched a startup company here in Colombia. She is already the CEO of the biotech company Monojo in Jordan, where her company produces a skincare line using antibodies found in camel milk. She's brought that line to the U.S., choosing to launch it in Colombia first. Shiha's new office is located in the MU Life Sciences Business Incubator. There, she has access to legal counsel, business consultants, and research connections. I recently sat down with her to find out what her journey has been like from launching a biotech company in the Middle East to starting one in Missouri. Well, tell me about what your business is first. Actually, let's start there.
I'm running a biotech company in Jordan called Monojo. Monojo started as a multidisciplinary innovation biotechnology in Jordan. And recently, we started to commercialize our first product line, which is a skincare product line branded as Skin New in the U.S. Colombia is our test market for now.
I'm sure that there were some challenges early on trying to get this company up on its feet. What Yes. were some of the more difficult ones that you faced?
Honestly, the most challenging factor was in Monojo. Foundation was financing. This kind of business in the Middle East in general and in Jordan particularly is very, very new. So going to invest in biotechnology and in advanced technology is not very attractive for investors. It's very long term for returning. So they prefer the short term investment in general. I started with creating awareness for investors and for people in my country by lecturing, by workshops, by training courses, by talking on the media about the biotechnology sector and how can we build that in the country. So after this aggressive, you know, if you can say, awareness for people, we started to have some investors interested to understand the business. And I got in Monojo 23 different investors.
So was Colombia the right decision?
I believe that I did the right decision because I can't start as a Jordanian from a big city like New York or Chicago or even the others. I don't have the good experience with the American system of business. How do people operate? How to build your team? How to register? How to follow up the regulation? I don't have all of these. So I will go and compete with the big players in Chicago or New York. I can't do it. I am not well prepared for that.
Rarely do you see a woman CEO as running a biotech company. Can you tell me a little bit how that's been and was it difficult? And I mean, it does seem like it's been more of a male-dominated industry.
It's a male-dominated industry. Yes, that's true. But where I started in the Middle East, there is no men, there is no women. So I am the only woman in the country who's the CEO for a biotech company. That was really very difficult, tough for me.
How so?
It's still the idea in our country that the woman should go to teaching, to nursing, but not to business, because it's tough and it's you know, very challenging. It will need a long time. It will need the traveling, and they don't like this. They are not yet prepared to have a woman who's traveling, who's doing business. It's even not easy in the U.S. But I did it because we have to start. It has been a long time. We were just, waiting for this opportunity, and it came up. So we have to get this.
I imagine it wasn't easy.
It's not easy, especially for a woman with four kids and,
wow.
A family. This is like a big challenge to have a balance between your dream, your big dream, and to keep your family happy and satisfied.
Now, looking forward, what is your ultimate goal with Columbia Biotech and also with your SkinU line?
I will cover Missouri, Kansas City, St. Louis, and Columbia. By late 2014, I will be able to decide if it's feasible to start operation here as packaging, production, all the manufacturing activities which is feasible for us to start from here. I'm very happy to be here in the state. I didn't expect this kind of appreciation. I think this is why the U.S. is really a very, very impressive country and very strong in business, because they get the talented people and they support them until they really excel.
That was Columbia Biotech CEO Penelope Shihab. And that's all for Business Beat this week. Don't forget, you can find these stories and others from the show on kbia.org. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.